Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Have you ever needed a solution to a problem where the part or the item did not exist? Well, I ran into two problems with my drip irrigation system that needed to be addressed. I fell back on what I learned from my dad and my nonno. Nonno is the Italian word for grandfather. And they had these inventive minds and could create tools or parts to fix really any dilemma. Dad, and I give you a great example, in high school, 1,000 years ago, this is before the internet, and some people that are younger are going, what do you mean before the internet? Well, a part on my guitar broke. And I know I've told this story before, but it's worthwhile. And I could not find this part anywhere, store to store. Everywhere I'm going, can't find it. One day, Dad comes home from work. I'm sitting at the kitchen table. He walks over and just slides the piece across the table to me, and I pick it up. And I go, oh, and I'm all excited. I go, where'd you buy it? And then I stop. He didn't buy it. He saw what needed to be made, and he went there and replicated a part that fit perfectly on the guitar. So you see, I wish that I had Dad's mind for this inventiveness, but a little bit's rubbed off. I want to thank my dad, and my nonno passed when I was young, but I do remember being with him a little bit, and all the times that I spent in the garage with Dad. He may not have thought that I was paying attention, but yes, I did learn a bit. So here we go. Let's go to my problem number one, and here's the scenario. And I know I used this on a recent podcast show, but you need to understand this is the background for it. Well, I built a raised bed garden with a gravity-fed water system from a 55-gallon pickle barrel. You know there are no more pickles inside of it. And yes, I did thoroughly clean it out. Again, I washed it over and over and over. So it was ready to roll. Well, the drip irrigation system I selected was from Canada. My good friend, Inspector Dave, organic garden expert, recommends it. He's been using it for 30 years. Well, I attached it to my pickle barrel, my gravity-fed water system, and there was not enough pressure. And I actually called the owner of the company up in Canada, and he said, well, the barrel needs to be 4 feet above the garden. Well, it's easy to be 4 feet above a garden when your garden is at ground level. When your raised bed is already 24 inches up, it just didn't make sense safety-wise, because again, you think about how heavy that barrel is with water. I did build the stanchion for it, and I call it the lifeguard chair, because as I was building it, I said, this looks, because you ever see how tall and sturdy a lifeguard chair is? I go, it looks like a huge lifeguard chair for a pickle barrel. But I did build it, but my barrel was 4 feet off the ground, 2 feet above my garden, and the pressure wasn't there. So I needed to set up a system that had enough pressure to send water through the tubing. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, I went and purchased a 1/4-inch drip irrigation system sold as a kit. Well, put it on, get it all hooked up to my system, and I just realized it was not enough pressure. So then I began to try to, and the term people use is jerry-rig, meaning just try to figure out how to put things together. So I purchased every 1/4-inch drip irrigation part in the entire world. So if you ever need to buy any, I probably own them. Just kidding. Anyway, so I worked on it, and it just did not work. Not enough pressure. I even added a battery-powered timer. And you see, I had 1/2-inch coming out of the pickle barrel on a spigot, and I actually had a ball cock there, and ball cock just simply lets water, it's a shut off, on and off, on off, on off, and hooked it up to the timer going in at 1/2-inch. Then I realized coming out the other side is 1/4-inch. Well, if it's coming out at 1/4-inch, you still don't have enough pressure. So again, if there's not enough pressure, I just said, all right, I need to create my own system. Start to use Dad's mind, Nono's mind, and here we go. I go out and purchase half-inch tubing. I take the tubing from the barrel, and it's now half-inch all the way through the system. And here was one of the things. The plants were already in place. I was basically hand-watering them while they were there because you're just trying to figure all this out. Again, you're expecting that things are going to work perfect all the time, but guess what? Shh, don't tell anyone. Life isn't perfect all the time. Shh, it's a secret. Shh. All right, you can pass that one on. It's worth it. Now, so what was going on there? Well, I didn't want to be frustrated because I always say if you get frustrated, and I even tell people if you get mad or frustrated in life, that's okay because it's the most important thing is, well, what do you do with your next step? So I didn't get frustrated, but I just said, okay, what do I need to do? And here was my invention. I then put half-inch tubing next to where all the plants came out. And they weren't just all my vegetable plants because I have marigolds in there and I have basil in there. And that's for insect control. You might want to read. You might want to listen to my Raised Barrel podcast show because it talks all about that. But here, don't go there because you need to listen to this one right now. So I then drilled a hole large enough next to each plant coming out, and I said, all right, let's turn on the system and see, release the water, and guess what? It worked perfect. It worked better than any system on the market. So I just said, wow, this is superb. Well, now that I got the system to run superb, and right away in my mind, I go, well, I could market this, and I go, no, it's not for that. Again, it may be to, like, as we're talking about the show, is to educate you as to how to fix a problem. And I was able to do that. But I also had problem number two, and I needed to tackle it. So what happens if I decide to go away from the farm for a few days, go on vacation, go visit the family, go wherever I'm going, but be gone? Well, then how does it get watered? And I needed an automatic water mechanism. So I checked out on YouTube, and just so you know, there are so many things that you can learn on YouTube. And while I say this, you need to always make sure where your source is coming from, because there are some knuckleheads on YouTube, but there are some brilliant people out there, hey, who are just like you and I, trying to figure out life. Well, one of the things I latched onto is said, so what happens if you had a solar panel out there hooked to a pump? And I said, all right, so I'm looking, and what I'm seeing at that point is there were some people that had, like, you know, a little fountain inside their house, not inside their house, outside their house, so it was attached to a pump. I said, that's it. That's what I needed. So I went and reached out to one of my former players, and many years ago, he was key goalkeeper on my team, hardest working athlete with the best attitude. So I gave Libby Rizzi a call. And you see, Libby is an electrical engineer. And when I asked him, he was up for the challenge. And he began his search of equipment. And we had discussions back and forth. And he was going to wire a solar panel to a timer, which would control the pump that was inside the pickle barrel. Sounds complicated, but it's not when you put them all together. And that would be connected to the half-inch tubing. And what would happen is the solar panel would generate enough energy. There's a backup battery would send it to that. And the timer itself, when it's time, would go on for whatever duration of time I needed the plants to be watered. And that's something we had to work out. And when it kicked on, the pump would just push water into my system. And remember, half-inch system, you know it's going to work. So Libby constructs this at home, brings it to the farm. We head down to the deer fenced-in garden, and he and I implement his creation and test it. And guess what? A success. We now know that it works. So every morning at 6 a.m., the solar panel has already enough energy because it's already sent it to that backup battery, and that becomes key. And the garden is watered. Well, I still check on the vegetables daily, the flowers daily. because I harvest every single day. I've already harvested, and again, I'm a big arugula guy. I've been harvesting that for like 2 months. I already picked cherry peppers from there. I would have been picking crookneck squash, but the groundhog got in there, and we had an arm wrestle, and he has not been back since. But I'm sure I'm still going to have to contend with him because, hey, he likes crookneck squash. More important, he liked the entire plant. He just mowed it down. So to celebrate, I take out the UTV, and I show Libby the farm in style as I drive through the fields and woodline trails. Well, many of my former players, they have become longtime friends. I was actually in two of their weddings. I am so glad that I was able to collaborate with Libby on this project. So you, when faced with a problem, if the solution does not exist, but maybe it does, the answer may be sitting in the corner of your mind. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.